time. Yeah, they roll around, drink Carolina shine. I've seen the devil in a dark coal mine. I've been higher than a Georgia pine.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, October 24th, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild and technocratic, cybernetically totalist ride it is, isn't it? It just gets wilder and crazier, stranger every day. It shouldn't be, you know. The overwhelming cacophony of nonsense is moving us in the direction of, you know, just more awfulness every day. Is it me? It shouldn't be happening. We should stand in opposition. I wonder how many of us, if we all just, you know, while we're standing at the checkout register, or, you know, wherever throughout our days, when we find ourselves bumping into one another, standing in line or what have you, maybe at the bank or whatever, I wonder what would happen if we just stopped and said, you know, do you know about this? Do you know about that? And there are layers of deception, obviously. There's a lot of misdirection. There are a lot of limited hangouts. Speaking of that, you know, I was going to mention that there was an update on the Las Vegas incident few days ago. What was it, earlier this month, Jack Posobiec interviewed former CIA officer Brad Johnson. Yeah, right, if that is your real name. There, first of all, there is no such thing as a former CIA officer, not in my humble opinion. And is that really, I mean, really, Brad Johnson, former CIA officer John Smith, John S. Smith. Anyway, and, you know, that was a limited hangout discussion, which, I mean, it's just astonishing. Are all of the news channels, they're being subsumed by CIA analysts, which is absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, there's a lot of that, but I wonder how many of us would, you know, just be able to kind of give each other that knowing nod. Yeah, stuff is messed up. So, what's happening? Well, what's happening is exactly what guys like Henri de Saint-Simon envisioned, you know, that the government of people would be replaced by the management of things. Guess what? You're a thing in the technocratic soup. You are a thing. You are a widget. And I've mentioned before, you know, we hear from guys like Parag Khanna, man, it would be so great if we could just have a technocratic elite rule the country, and then we wouldn't have to worry about anything. And usually it sounds great. It's all fun. There's a point of diminishing return, though, so to speak. And not in the technocrats' context or vernacular, in mine. And what I mean is, you know, initially it sounds good. Sure, we're going to get rid of waste. Sure, we're going to do some great things, you know, eliminate mismanagement. Those all sound like good things, but the problem is, in a technocratic system, everything, including people, is a bean to be counted. To bean counters, even people are beans. So in a Henry de Saint-Simon technocratic dystopia, people are things. They're not people. They're things to be managed, to be, you know, to have efficiencies and processes and things applied to them. I mean, if you've ever gone through any of these lean management, Six Sigma, all of that nonsense, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, there is a point where you can see it in these sort of social restructuring and social reengineering exercises. You know, there's a sort of a Delphi technique that's applied. A consensus building exercise is what a lot of them amount to. And so you're in these little groups and, you know, the instructor says something that strikes a bunch of people odd. And first they start out and it sounds nice. We're going to do this. We're going to teach you how to work harder, faster, better, smarter, more efficiently. Okay, that sounds great. And then you start going through the process and you start feeling, you know, dehumanized basically. And these things really cut against your better judgment. And so you go from, yay, this sounds great, there's, you know, unanimous applause, to everyone's kind of going, nah, looking around, does everyone else think this is great? That doesn't sound great. So anyway, in a technocratic nightmare like what we find ourselves in now, everything and everyone is a bean, a thing. And that's kind of the bottom line, you know, exactly what St. Simon said. The management of things will replace the government of people. Only problem is, in that system, there are no people. See, this is why the individual doesn't matter in the collective, the great collective, right? Because there are no individuals anymore, just things. Isn't that fun? We have that language everywhere. Where's the internet of people? It's not the internet of people. It's the internet of things, isn't it? We keep seeing all these articles. You know, I mentioned from time to time the Business Insider article. Angus Deaton, Nobel Prize winner, says globalization isn't nearly as much of a threat as robots. Donald Trump doesn't seem to know, or at least he didn't before he got elected, that iPhone City, those 60,000 jobs, those people, you know, who live and work in the same prison, I mean factory, city, you know, Foxconn and the other manufacturers, they're moving away from human labor. They plan to automate all 60,000 plus of those jobs. Apple's not going to make iPhones here. You know, who said it? Somebody who said that recently, you know, the only way you could make iPhones here is if everyone was willing to pay 20 or 30 grand for one. So that's not going to happen. Anyway, it's a technocratic nightmare. And it shouldn't be, but never fear, because, you know, you have stories like, what was that I saw earlier? Jobs for humans in the robot age. Is that what it is? An Axios story. And here's another fun fact, speaking of Axios. You know, you have all of this legacy media. I would call it captured media. The what most people call mainstream, the CNNs, the Fox News, MSNBC. I think we're going to see a transition away from that. There's going to be something slicker, cooler, more polished, a lot less expensive, a lot more inexpensive, a lot more affordable for, you know, the CIA and partners, because CNN's expensive. You know, you got to admit, there's no advertising on the planet that's going to pay for that propaganda unit. So anyway, you have these emerging platforms like Axios, for example, in the captured media environment. So anyway, this story yesterday, jobs for humans in the robot age, yay, from Axios. Maybe you didn't grow up dreaming of being an augmented reality journey builder or a master of edge computing or a cyber calamity forecaster, but someone will. What? What is this? I mean, you know, through the looking glass, down the rabbit hole. The big picture, jobs of the future will be heavy on the use of algorithms, automation, and AI, customer experience, environment, fitness and wellness, healthcare, legal and financial services, transport, working and work culture. Why it matters. This is the sunnier side of the apocalyptic argument that robots are going to eat our jobs. Well, you know, so basically the article should be titled Transhuman Jobs in the Transhuman Age. You know, because that's what the Ray Kurzweils of the world are pushing for. And, you know, again, I mean, it all comes down to the spiritual issue. The book of Genesis and the book of Revelation, the bookends of the Bible, include references to the tree of life, which is interesting because God says that he is the one who can give us everlasting life. And then there's this critter that keeps trying to counterfeit that concept. And so there is one who can give you everlasting life, and there is one who lies and pretends that he can. Anyway, enough said on that. So this is a wacky story. I mean, you know, just wacky. So this is a, you know, this is an assessment that comes from a report released first to Axios, right? Breaking Axios. Axios is a fun word study too, by the way, and it's finding itself in different iterations in different places. Enough of that. By so report released first by to Axios by Cognizant, which is another, you know, anyway, an IT firm based in New Jersey identifying 50 jobs of the future, quote unquote, to replace the many current occupations that are being vaporized. So, you know, that's a weird story. It might as well, like I said, it's the title over at Axios is Jobs for Humans in the Robot Age, published yesterday, but it might as well be called Transhumanist Jobs or Transhuman Jobs in the Transhuman Age. And are we there yet? With all this weird stuff, evidence the propaganda programming and social engineering is working. I'll get to that in a second. Are we there yet? It sure seems like it. Wait till the CRISPR technology goes mainstream and everyone has a CRISPR gene editor in their house, like they do a laptop and a printer and, you know, stuff like that. Don't think it'll happen? Just wait. And then everybody's hacking their DNA and hacking their bodies. Look, Mom, I can glow in the dark. It's going to be so much fun. Just wait. I digress. So anyway, the big problem, you know, with all of this, I mean, I've talked about socialism, for example. The problem, there are a couple of problems with socialism. You know, first, again, the Saint Simon, you know, he's the one who said that socialism is patently authoritarian by nature. Someone's going to decide. Who decides? Got a fun story on that coming up. Hey, Spokane, congratulations. You've been picked to be a smart city, whether you like it or not. Back in December of 2015, Spokane, Washington was picked to be a smart city. And there are some fun stories recently that I just happened to stumble onto. Really awful. Anyway, so you've been picked to be a smart city, Spokane, whether you like it or not. But don't worry, you'll like it, whether you like it or not. That's how technocracy works. Someone decides. Six corporations got together and decided with a couple of other organizations that you get to be a smart city, Spokane. Yay! Guess who's going to pay for it? Not those six corporations and not those other organizations. Don't worry, you'll like it, whether you like it or not. So that's how technocracy works. That's how socialism works. That's the big problem. Who decides? You don't get to decide because you're not even a person anymore. Remember, it's technocracy. You're just a thing to be managed, to have efficiencies and processes applied to you. That's all. Is that outrageous? Is that offensive? I hope so. Because it should be. I mean, we've been lulled to sleep. It's pretty awful what's happening. So backing up a little bit, and there's some, you know, I got to do a little cleanup probably from yesterday, maybe the day before. Psh, days before that. I leave so much on the table that I don't get to. Anyway, let's start with war. You know, like I said, one host said on this network at one point, America, your government has been weaponized against you. I agree with Mr. Bordop. It could very well have been Michael Collins Piper. Sadly, we'll never know. Another suspicious death, you know, and by suspicious, I mean foul play. Another voice silenced, another voice in the wilderness crying out, you know, what's the evidence that he was on the right track? Well, he's no longer with us, I guess. So let's talk about war. Let's talk about the war on the American people. America, your so-called government has been weaponized against you, this technocratic nightmare now. The administrative fourth branch. The evidence is everywhere. You know, it's a soft war. It's a, what do they call it when it's not, when it's not bombs dropping out of the air? There's a name for that. I forget exactly what it is that sort of encapsulates all of that. If you know, feel free to call in. Anyway, let's talk about that war. If it's not war, then some questions. Why are we calling it the war on drugs? Why do we use that term war then? Why do we have a war on drugs when time and time again, for decades, it's been conclusively proven that the only drug problem America has is the one created and fueled by federal agencies, namely the CIA. That's just an established fact. Why do we keep forgetting or being encouraged to, you know, unremember that? Why do we still have a war on drugs when Nixon's domestic policy chief, John Ehrlichman, admitted 24 years ago they cooked it up as a way to associate the anti-war left with marijuana and blacks with heroin and thereby demonize, vilify, and lock up both groups? Guess what? Now we have the highest incarceration rate per capita in the entire world. It has happened since the Nixon administration's war on drugs announcement back in 1968. That's when it happened. I remember listening to, and I've told this story, I remember listening to Kootenai County Sheriff, kind of an old school bad guy proxy, basically, is what I would call him. Oh man, I can't think of his name, but I listened to him talk about, has been the sheriff several times in Kootenai County. Listen to him talk at a RINO meeting, Republicans in name only, about his experience in the early 70s. So I'll pick up from there and we'll continue on when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
My friend, yes, feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. Getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother,
welcome back.
Sitting me right down and he talked.
You know, why do we have to use these terms? I'm thinking about, I'm getting ahead a little bit. Michael Moore allegedly quoting George Orwell in Fahrenheit 9/11. You wonder, is that a honeypot, that reference? Anyway, more on that later. Why do we have to think about this stuff? You know, like I said, the Bible talks about wolves in sheep's clothing, and then you have, you know, a society that has as its mascot a wolf in sheep's clothing, zipping up a little sheep suit. Who does that? Who comes up with terms like sheep dipping? Who does that? Anyway, the guy I was talking about was Sheriff Rocky Watson, Kootenai County Sheriff Rocky Watson. So I'm, you know, my question, why do we still have a war on drugs when Nixon's domestic policy chief, John Ehrlichman, admitted back in 1994, 24 years ago, that's a generation. They cooked it up as a way to associate the anti-war left, to vilify two groups, the anti-war left. They associated the anti-war left with marijuana, and I think anti-war left is a, you know, whatever. But that's what he said, so that's why I'm saying it. Associate the anti-war left with marijuana and blacks with heroin, and thereby demonize, vilify, and you know, imprison both groups. Get them off the streets. Don't have to worry about them. They are public enemy number one. It's not a war, but you know, that's what Nixon did. He declared a war on the anti-war crowd and blacks. And John Ehrlichman confessed 24 years ago. Why do we still have the war on drugs? So here's my story. Sheriff Rocky Watson at a Rhino Republican in name only breakfast. Well, first of all, who is Sheriff Rocky Watson? There were some articles back in 2011, Cooney County Sheriff to retire. Here's one, Spokesman Review, thespokesman.com. Cooney County Sheriff to retire. March 21, 2011. Cooney County Sheriff Rocky Watson will not seek re-election next year and will leave office after serving a total of 17 years. Watson was sheriff for one four-year term in the late 70s. We'll come back to that in a second, late 1970s, but was not re-elected. Watson graduated from the Idaho State Police Academy and has worked in law enforcement since 1968. He also ran his own private security firm for 19 years. That's a fun fact that seems to get overlooked by folks in Kootenai County way too much. Speaking of the Blackwater Connection and the Backup Training LLC, again, I digress. Maybe we'll talk about that later. Ran his own private security firm for 19 years and then managed to get himself injected back into the sheriff's department. Anyway, that's my colloquial parenthetical aside. Continuing, during the past 12 years of Watson's tenure, now maybe I'll keep this for the next segment because we're going to break here in a second and I don't want to break this stuff up. So you'll see there are some curious things that have happened, and not just, you know, it hasn't been Rocky Watson alone in America who's done this, obviously, but he was opportunistic, I suppose you could say, at the very least, to hop on board the train that was, you know, pulling out, and the trend that suddenly grew out of Nixon's war on drugs. If it's not a war, then why are we calling it a war? That's clearly a war on at least two classes of American people that was expanded notably under Reagan and Clinton. We'll come back to that in a minute. If it's not a war on the American people, then what is it? Well, we're not dropping bombs on them. My goodness. We're doing all kinds of other things, you know, propagandizing groups, pitting groups against one another, playing groups off of one another, you know, targeting groups in this fashion, the war on drugs fashion. We're being radiated in a variety of ways, right? Electropollution. And, you know, the food, the air, the water, it's all contaminated. Nah, that's not a war. I digress. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. While we're being honest, let's be honest about the war. What is the war? Against whom exactly? Well, it's really specifically against you and I. It's not necessarily about the human resources because, you know, the system will eventually waste, exhaust, and murder those human resources. That's what's intended in this transition to a transhumanist and posthumanist era. But it's you and I who actually think a little bit and say, wait a second, there's a problem here. I'm not a thing. So where do I fit in this technocratic nightmare? Well, you don't. You need to hurry up and be ground, pulverized and ground to powder, dust, and scattered on the winds. Forgotten, never to be remembered ever again. So, you know, the war is really against you and I. Let's just be honest about that. So anyway, back to Sheriff Rocky Watson. Watson was sheriff for one four-year term in the late 70s. Like I said, we'll come back to that. Watson graduated from the Idaho Post Academy, worked in law enforcement since 1968, ran his own private security firm for 19 years. We should come back to that in the, you know, post 9/11 market security state, you know, Blackwater buys backup training LLC era. We should, but we won't for now. So, you know, for studious listeners, feel free, you know, to dive into that a little bit. I've talked about it before. If I could remember the archives off the top of my head, I would tell you, but I can't. So it's been years. During the past 12 years of Watson's tenure, see, this is where it gets interesting again. So listen, why do we forget Nixon's war on drugs was a fraud? Why do we call it a war? Why do we still have it? It was never you know, John Ehrlichman confessed it was a put up job. And yet it continues. Yet it expanded administration after administration. Three strikes and you're out based on a fallacious campaign. Why? During the past 12 years of Watson's tenure, his department has grown from 184 full-time employees to 286. That included the transfer of 31 employees in the 911 division from the county commissioner's staff to the sheriff's office. Also during that time, the sheriff's budget grew from $7.8 million to $24.4 million, county records show, helping to account for that growth. Ben Wolfinger, the sheriff's major at the time, said also helping to account for that growth were the jail's expansion from 127 beds to 325 and the addition of the 911 division. So here's the thing about that expansion. I watched for years as the Cooney County Sheriff's Department, particularly under Sheriff Rocky Watson's tutelage, tried all manner of tactics to basically shove that boot down people's Kootenai County residents' throat, the jail expansion. And people kept voting, no, 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 no. They did propaganda films. Some folks, including myself, recorded one viewing of one of the propaganda films and I've told this story before. There's a woman who is affectionately known as Stone Cat Warrior Woman in Kootenai County, probably an MK Ultra mind control victim, who, you know, tells stories about how while she's riding public transportation, about how she has to go, you know, get her programming every once in a while. Anyway, one of the propaganda films Kootenai County Sheriff's Department ran included a segment where they were talking about how, you know, when we have transfer of inmates, it's difficult because, you know, we're doing the pickup and the drop off in this little parking lot, this gravel parking lot. So we have to have something more secure. I mean, look, you can see here's this woman walking up and she's, you know, who is this person? We don't know. Well, actually, they had staged the scene, and the staging was obvious because someone had a handheld camera. You could see it was the camera with the, you know, the footage was moving. It wasn't a fixed camera. And the person that was being referred to was this person, Stone Cat Warrior Woman, who was down on the sidewalk and clearly being coached because she kept looking around. She'd look up at the person filming. Like, am I doing it right? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to walk over here and smiling, like, happy to be on camera. Who is this crazy person walking up as we're trying to transfer inmates? We don't know who these people are or what they're doing. It was staged. Somehow or other, though, after years of basically a war of attrition, Cooney County Sheriff's Department managed to get the jail expansion shoved through by hook or by crook. An expansion from 127 beds to 325. Well, here's the story. Here's the punchline to that. Like I said, speaking of the aftermath and the not residual effects, but something like that, of Nixon's war on drugs and the CIA's, you know, companion efforts to basically create a drug problem in America, because it's really easy to control people and destroy society. And when you do that, again, you know, when you debauch society, what happens? Benjamin Franklin, only virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Oh, that's what it is. And then what happens? And then you can vacuum up a bunch of tax money and corporate, you know, handouts and things like that. And, you know, that's the first money game. Congress appropriates funds for a jail expansion. First money game. Yay. Comes hot off the presses. Make sure you get your cut. an insidious process. Again, James Madison, the sagacious and moneyed few. So an expansion from 127 beds to 325 beds. Budget, $7.8 million to $24.4 million. The story, years ago, gosh, that was about 10 years ago now, I heard Sheriff Rocky Watson at a Rhino, Republican in name only, breakfast, tell a story about how when he was first elected sheriff back in those late 70s, that first four-year term, that and he was, you know, stumping for the jail expansion at that time, but he said, you know, I remember those days. I was the sheriff. We had seven beds. Now it's 325. We had seven beds. The sheriff slept upstairs. He lived upstairs. The sheriff's living quarters were upstairs from the jail. And my wife cooked for the inmates. And then he quipped, "Don't expect my wife to cook for the inmates now." And everyone laughed. Seven beds. But it's not a war, right? It's not a war on Americans. We have the highest per capita incarceration rate of any country in the world. That includes all of those horrible dictatorships that we like to, you know, distance ourselves from. Oh, wait. So there's that. If it's not a war, then why was the fallacious war on drugs allowed to expand, like I said earlier, notably under Reagan and Clinton? Remember, Nancy? Just say no. How about just say yes to something? Just say no to what? Just say no. Another one of those spontaneously ambiguous slogans that mean nothing. So why was it allowed to expand under Reagan and Clinton in particular? When even Bill Clinton admitted it was heavy-handed, when Bill Clinton, that's like, you know, that's one of those shocking statements. That's like when Charlie Sheen, you know, people talk about Ambien, and I say, if Charlie Sheen calls Ambien the devil's aspirin and he won't even take it, that should tell you something. So when Bill Clinton says that, you know, the expansion and three strikes was heavy-handed, that should tell you something. If it's not war on the American people, then why the mimetic warfare? Why the nonlinear warfare? Why the federal agency infiltration of activist groups? If the Malheur Wildlife Refuge incident proved anything, it's that COINTELPRO and MHChaos and other, you know, ops are alive and well. Why is the federal government and agency land excused from all culpability in propagandizing American citizens? Smith Modernization Act of 2012, ring a bell? Anyone? Anyone? Why is the federal government propagandizing the American people in the first place? And at their own expense, no less. The American people, that is. For more on that, you know, it's a rhetorical question. See the 14th Amendment, Section 4. That's a fun read on that. If we're honest about it, then it's all right there in black and white. So if it's not a war, then why the DOD 1033 program? Why the Israeli military training American law enforcement officers? Why are they even called law enforcement officers? Why aren't they peace officers anymore? Why are conscientious objectors? This really is the big one, and I'll conclude on this. You know, I was thinking about it yesterday. I've thought about it in the past, but you just have these moments where you pause and reflect. And you think about all of the people we've lost. Bill Cooper was assassinated basically immediately after September 11, 2001, for all practical intents and purposes. And still, they have to write smear pieces and books about him because he was so influential and continues to be, apparently. But I mentioned how in the last couple of months, you know, suddenly he's public enemy number one again. Shame on you if you think that Bill Cooper was, credible in any sort of way. William Milton Bill Cooper. There was that Vice article, The Strange True Story of the Godfather of Conspiracy Theories, over at Vice, based on Mark Jacobson's book. That's not worth mentioning, but you know, it's going to pollute the search ecosystem, of course, right? Mark Jacobson's book. So, how many people have we lost? So this is the last point. If it's not a war, then why are conscientious objectors and real journalists, folks like Seth Rich or Michael Hastings, Daphne Caruana Galizia, again, Michael Collins Piper, look at all the folks, the Victor Thorns and, Michael Rupert and all of the folks even recently. Some folks that have died recently, we could say, old age or whatever. But no. And, speaking of that, how many ways I mentioned, it was Frank Church, right, who held up the CIA's heart attack gun during the Church Committee hearings, I think, if memory serves. But I think that was a limited hangout because they, you watch some of the, even the latest videos, the True Stream Media, the Eugene Signal video and, all of that stuff. I mean, back to the late 50s, the technology, really back to the Tesla era, the technology was already established to basically cause health problems with electro pollution. EMF, ELF. That kind of stuff, disrupting the human physiology, causing cancer in particular areas of the body or particular organs. And for that matter, the ELF weapons were targeting the cochlear part of the ear. Were already that technology was already well known. So who's to say? Where did this cancer come from? Oh, he died of old age. Renal failure, this cancer, that cancer. How do we know? Really? How do you know conclusively that he or she was not the subject of some kind of, attack or even pollution? Because according to the experts, the electropollution has a cumulative effect. And that's a whole different subject. So conscientious objectors and journalists keep being marginalized, smeared, and even assassinated when the not war on Americans is confronted. Folks like Jonathan Quitney and Gary Webb, among many others. Mae Brussel. Did she really die of old age? Folks like that. I don't know. John Stadmiller, in a recent conversation we had on air on the National Intel Report about the late, great Jack Otto, same thing, he died of old age, he had health problems. Well, again, I wouldn't rule out the possibility of who knows what. But, that's my conjecture, a sort of circumstantial aside. And it is what it is. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. I hope what I'm saying is worth saying, and it's probably nothing that you don't know. It's something that most Americans need to hear and are painfully dull and sort of indolent on, unresponsive or whatever. It's just interesting, you know, just the way that all of this psychological engineering works. You know, there's the sensationalism. I've mentioned that comedians that are not born here have referred to the fact that we use this sensationalist, this hyperbolic language. Everything has hyperbolic language on it in, you know, Orwellian sort of fashion, and none of it means what it purports. And so basically you just kind of get worn out on this hyperbole. So you wonder what the cumulative effects of that are. Anyway, so moving on a little bit, you know, I went for a while on, if it's not if it's not a war on the American people, then why this, why that? So moving on, it is a war on the American people, clearly. The evidence is overwhelming. And one of the things I was going to say yesterday is, you know, you talk like in legal circles, legal jargon, the preponderance of evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt. There is really no evidence to the contrary. Any objecting voices, we hear all this hogwash about science. We hear, anybody who objects to the establishment rhetoric, the technocratic agenda and direction and momentum is castigated, marginalized, smeared, and even, snuffed out. If you don't like being a thing, well, by golly, look out. You don't like being treated like a thing, I guess I should say. So moving on, here's another fun fact. Evidence the propaganda, the programming, and social engineering is working. Maybe I'll save this for the top of the first or top of the second hour, because there are a couple of there's a little story that goes with that. Evidence, the programming, the propaganda, the programming, the social engineering is working. What's the evidence it's working? Well, it's all around us. And so I have one practical example in particular, and then we'll move on. There are the other stories. I will give you in the second hour my speculation on Iran. I always, when I think of war with Iran, I always think of retired Air Force Colonel Lieutenant Sam Gardner back in 2006 telling Wolf Blitzer on CNN Situation Room, the evidence is overwhelming that we're already bombing Iran. And we have probably been doing so for at least 18 months, he said, in September of 2006. So, what's going to happen next? With all the saber rattling, what's going to happen next? Stick around, we'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.